So in Galatians 5, let's look at it. He says, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ Christ shall profit you nothing. If you think circumcision made you righteous, then Christ shall profit you nothing. That's what he just said. I'll read it again. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Now, many people were already circumcised. They just weren't focused on it. But people that were focused on circumcision for righteousness, that's what he's talking about. Christ has become of no effect to you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. See, you entered into grace. You entered into covenant through Jesus Christ. Now you're blaming the success of grace on the law? Are you kidding me? That won't work. The law points you to Christ. You receive Christ. You fulfill the law. Continuing. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. That's why you're saved. And that's the only reason you're saved. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion comes not of him that called you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. That's where I got it from. The enemy is out. The enemy is out there trying to shut down the things of God. Now, he did it in the old days with the Jews. He did it in the new days. Whoever started the doctrine of sanctification, he's doing the same thing. It's all over again. And it took decades for me to see it. He said, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. That's how we're able to walk in the love of God. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion comes not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Then he said, verse 10, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the office of the cross ceased? I wished, or I would, they were even cut off which trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. I want to say this here. This is training. When the Lord trains you, when the Holy Spirit trains you by the Word of God, you're able to function better. You're able to do things that you normally couldn't do. You're able to serve one another. You're able to get to the point and not have a false focus. It's hard to live for God with a false focus. Okay, verse 13 again. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 14 is a gold mine. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the point of the law. What if you invite your friends, loved ones, distant cousins to a banquet at your house? Once everybody got there, you took a spoon and tapped on the glass to get everybody's attention. and say, listen, now that you're in my house, I don't want nobody stealing my silverware. I don't want nobody lusting after my wife. I don't want nobody to scratch my furniture. And I don't want anybody to steal the coins that fell in my couch pillows. Now that would insult everybody, wouldn't it? And you go around to look and inspect to see who's doing what. That's crazy. You invited people there to have a good time, not insult them. The Lord's the same way. He never gave, if you do your research, if you do your homework, he never even gave man a law. He never wanted to give man a law. He told him, if you eat off this tree, you should surely die. He didn't even, that wasn't a law, that was a fact. But when people became contrary and evil, the lawless, when they became lawless, Moses went up the mountain. They were instructed not to let the animals touch the base of the mountain because the glory of God was there. Moses went up when God gave him the Ten Commandments. He comes back down to an orgy party. The Lord had, they were the kind of people that were roguish, and the Lord had to give them a law. They had just come out of Egypt. They just saw the holy miracles of God, followed the cloud by day, the fire by night, and that's what they do. These are the kind of people you have to give a law to. And they all knew that they deserved it. So God wouldn't have to wipe them out. See, after being born again, all you want to do is the love of God. You don't. There's no need to do wrong. You've been given the whole kingdom of God. There's no reason to steal. There's no reason to hurt anybody. There's no reason to upstage somebody else. If any brother or sister do something greater than your abilities, they're part of the body of Christ. We're part of the same body. The love of God would say, would be glad that somebody's doing something to help other people come in the kingdom. See, it goes every way you could possibly look at it. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I remember when I was so shy, I didn't want to preach right. I didn't want to speak before people. I was so glad for people that would make things plain. When other men of God or women of God spoke things that was wise, I was cheering them on. I was too scared to do it. I was glad somebody did it. It needed to be done. And my first goal in life, I wanted to be a businessman and just bless the ministry. And that would be my ministry. That's what I wanted to do. But God saw things, you know, he trained me for what I do. It's like I said earlier, if you don't just join the military and get a weapon and go start fighting, you'll get killed quick. You got to be trained. When anybody that listens to these broadcasts on newlivingletters.com, that's training. The Holy Spirit sent you here. Because I don't even advertise on the radio, but this is a worldwide ministry. The Lord told me he'd send people to the site, and I believe him. So when the Lord trained you, when he told me what to do, I did it and it worked. He gave me training. He told me to read 15 chapters a day. And at first I just read the ones I wanted to, but then he started giving me chapters to read. He started prescribing chapters to read, just like a doctor prescribes medicine. And then he taught me, sometimes one scripture would get my attention, but it's in its context. I read the whole chapter, see. So the revelation of that scripture in its context, that's what God would train me with. It's not going to happen in one or two days, but this work is swift that God is doing now because of time. He's about to return. So miracles are going to happen. So you're going to have to not only receive the word, the written word, as truth, and you got to receive it, believe it, and act on it. but what God is training you to do. You got to receive it when nobody else is receiving it. You got to believe it when nobody else is believing it. You got to plant it down deep in your heart. And you got to act on it. You got to speak it or do it when nobody else is doing it. And one thing you got to stop doing, if you're doing it, is don't depend on others to do God's will. Do God's will and let your, just bear fruit. Do what God said do. Put things in motion in this realm. And when God give you revelation, tell it only to the people God sanctioned you to tell it to. Because the wrong people will hinder you and not receive it. But the right people will do revival works with it. Okay, remember, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk ye in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let's read that again. I say this then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's the cure. Walk in the spirit, and ye will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the lust, the things that trouble people, it will be reduced as you walk in the spirit. And by all means, ask questions like I did. I said, Lord, teach me how to kill the lust problem. I don't want any lust in your presence. I wanted everything to be just like it's supposed to be. I don't want to be tempted in the back of my mind. And he taught me how to do it. He said, if you love them, if the women that's trying to flirt with you, if you love them, you can't lust after them. Now, he showed me that in the vision. It took time for me to put it in those terms. I talk about it on many other broadcasts. Verse 17. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. Now, this is, I explain this. When you're born again, you're just coming out of the world. You're just walking out of Egypt, so to speak. You have Egypt desires. And you have to learn how to process things by the love of God and live by the spirit. And it's possible to not be tempted at all. And the flesh, it's possible for, like I talked about in yesterday's broadcast, it's possible for the flesh to be strong and mighty in the Lord and not tempted with every whim that comes along. The flesh can be tempted, but the spirit, if the spirit is strong and the mind and your mind is renewed in the word, you can train your flesh. You can govern it. You can bridle it. And it will obey you at your command. I've experienced that. I know that's how it is. But most people teach that the flesh is evil. The flesh is the weakest part of you because it's dust. But see, when you bless it, it can be an asset. And it can be a blessing to you. You don't have to live the rest of your life on the edge of hell. All right, verse 18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. If you're led of the Spirit, you can be trained by the Spirit. And then the Lord can show you how things work and how to govern your body, how to govern your mind, how to renew it. He'll teach you all these things. Now I want to explain what the real sins are. These are the real sins. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, and I got to look that up, but it's bad. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now let's look at them. Let's count them this time. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: 1, adultery; 2, fornication; 3, uncleanness; 4, lasciviousness; 5, idolatry; 6, witchcraft; 7, hatred; 8, variance. I don't know what that is either, but it's bad. Emulations. Now, look, me and my wife just looked up emulations. I think that was 9. 10 is emulations. Emulations. Well, 9 is emulations. Emulations is when people, what was it? They copy you to do better than you. Or they're jealous against you, but they try to do upstage. Yeah, they try to upstage you. Okay, you have to look it up again. 10, wrath. I'm going to get you for what you did to me. I'm not going to forgive, but I'm going to kill. 11, strife. Strife. That's an evil one there. You know, envy and strife. Every evil work follows envy and strife. 11, seditions. 12, heresies. Is that right? Yeah. 11, strife. 12, seditions. 13, heresies. I hope I didn't lose count. Heresies. 13 is heresies. 14 is envyings. Murders is 15. Drunkenness is 16. Revelings, 17. And such like. Rioting, you know, revelings. Of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now watch the spirit of the word. But the fruit of the spirit is love. That's one. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. See, the flesh can be crucified or put to the point that it's not a bothersome problem. Okay, if you kill something, it don't bother you no more. The flesh can be dead to sin, is what he's saying. Let's go over it again and count the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love. 1 is love. 2, joy. Peace. 3, long-suffering. 4, gentleness. 5, goodness. 6, faith. 7, meekness. 8, temperance. 9, these are the 9 fruits of the Spirit. They come with the new birth. They come with a new birth. When you get born again, this is what you have to operate with. All you have to do is let your light shine. Let it be there. And don't quell it. Don't try to hold it back. Be the love of God. Be faith. Be love. Be joy. Be peace in your life and actions. Be long-suffering when people need you the most. Be gentle. Be good. Be faith. See, meekness, when you have power to do harm, you don't. You control your power. Be temperate. Temperance is also a control. When things trouble you, when things aggravate you, you're temperate. You don't collapse under pressure. Against such, there is no law. You're not quick to be angry. People say they lose their temper. Actually, it's they lose their temperance. Or sometimes people say, well, he's got a temper. Actually, it's a lack of temperance. He has no resistance against evil. He's got to say something. He reacts to things. He has no temperance. Okay, many words have formed out of old words. But it's not that he has a temper. It's that he lacks temperance. Okay, Verse 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Now watch this, folks. This is perfect to put. Verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory. That's a path to the dark side. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. I want to see people succeed. Jesus put it this way, he that believe on me will do greater works than me. When you have Holy Ghost training, you have Holy Ghost concepts. When you have Holy Ghost concepts, you have Holy Ghost, you cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You become a person that God can build a great work on. And you can get rid of everything that's a problem. Now, I want to read a word. I read it a few broadcasts ago. And the Lord gave me this one some time ago. Now, just for the reference of it, today is Tuesday, December the 7th, 2021. Look at my cat. Yeah, that's right. This is Tuesday, December the 7th, 2021. I want to read this word again. Now, this is a word of the Lord. I gave it to my pastor years ago. A work on which the Holy Spirit will rest upon is a work which the Lord has structured. Not man, but what a work that the Lord has structured. Then he said, my people are capable of doing impossibilities only if they will follow through with my leading. I will lead the trusting man and expose all areas in which he must make corrections. And he gave me a scripture, John 15, 1 through 11. He said, I will expose all of Satan's attack points and show him how to take over his own life and cast Satan out of his thoughts, his habit system, his learning, as well as all of his actions. I will raise the standards of his perceptions to match the spirit of my word, and he will understand true freedom, love and power, and only then, at that time, will he completely obey my lead to perfection and do a progressive work that cannot be stopped, saith the Lord. And at this point, my people cannot fail or fall short as they obey my lead. I will only lead my people in the foremost greater ways after they are faithful with my minor leading within their lives, saith the Lord. If my people won't be faithful in small things, they cannot be considered for greater responsibilities, for it is foolish to expect an unstable man to live a stable life. And the Lord gave me that back, you know, several years ago. And I thank God for it. You can do a perfect work. You can get rid of Satan. He said he will expose all of Satan's attack points and show him how to take over his own life. The word of God gives you control. Wherever there's training needed, God will give it to you. And cast Satan out of his thoughts, his habit system, his learning. God, this is training. God will help you do this as well as all of his actions. See, you can't build on top of junk. You got to get the junk out. You got to get the witcher out of your life. You got to get the witch stuff out of your life. Things you picked up in the world. Things you picked up in Egypt, so to speak. They tried to bring Egypt into Canaan land. You can't bring Egypt into Canaan land. And the doubt that they had from Egypt, they couldn't bring that into the kingdom of God. Them folks had to die out. And God brought the next generation. God has never built on top of satanic propaganda. And he's not going to start with you or me. He said, I will raise the standards of his perceptions to match the spirit of my word. That's what you're going to live by now. And he will understand true freedom, love, and power. And only then at that time will he completely obey my lead to perfection and do a progressive work that cannot be stopped, saith the Lord. The Lord don't like to start something and stop. That's why Jesus said, he that puts his hand to the plow and look back, he's not worthy. He's just not worthy. God don't like to start something and quit. He finishes what he begins. And we need to do the same thing. Even the Holy Spirit, Genesis 2, and it said, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep. The earth was devastated. The earth was standing in and out of water. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the earth, of the water. And the Word of God never said he stopped. God finishes what he does, what he begins. And the same Holy Spirit is looking for to and fro for people that will love him, walk in love, walk in according to the scriptures and do his will. So if you follow him, he's going to help you. And he's going to do a progressive work that cannot be stopped, saith the Lord. And at that point, and at this point, my people cannot fail. Receive that concept. You can do something that God told you to do and it cannot fail. So failure, drive it out of your concepts. He said, at this point, my people cannot, because it's following what I just said. At this point, my people cannot fail or fall short as they obey my lead, which means don't obey another lead, but obey only God's lead. He said, I will only lead my people in the foremost greater ways after they are faithful with my minor leading within their lives, saith the Lord. So the personal thing God give you to do, that's got to be done first. Get those things corrected first. Do those things first. The minor leading within your life. He said, I will only lead my people in the foremost greater ways after they are faithful with my minor leading within their lives, saith the Lord. If my people won't be faithful in the small things, they cannot be considered for greater responsibilities, for it is foolish to expect an unstable man to live a stable life. Does this mean the person's not saved because they can't do a greater work? No, they just can't be considered to do the greater work until they get the minor things right. The Lord is perfect in his ways. Let us follow him perfectly. Receive training. If you receive training, you receive victory. The Holy Spirit came to guide us into all truth and prepare us for the next glory. And see, people that are not trained and God can't take them to the next glory, they don't know it exists. It's not a thing to them. They don't know what they're missing. They're going by what they've always done. And they have no way to compare it to what they're doing. So in their mind, they just don't know why things are not working. But when you clear things up, I had to make a lot of adjustments. The Lord led me in the days that I believed the doctrine of sanctification the way I believed it. I saw where it didn't always match the spirit of the word. And I had to make adjustments. And then, just like the women preachers, I believe that wrong. I had to make adjustments. I would, if God would have had me doing a greater work, I would have been making a mess of things. Now, in old times, the Lord had to do some things with people because they were contrary, and he had to use what they had, and their concepts got mixed in, and it made a mess of things. But people did go to heaven under Bishop Bonner and other bishops and other ministers. They weren't always right in everything that they did, but people went to heaven. But the Holy Spirit, what one generation, it may take 3 or 4 generations for God to clear things up. He'll have to use you somewhere, but he can't give you the greatest works until you get some things straight. God is wise in all that he does. He used people where they were at to get people saved so he could go on to the next generation and raise up people that would do greater things. God is wise. He don't waste anything. So if God do a great work while you don't understand things perfectly, it's because he's God. A lot of people that we listen to, they didn't know the things that we're learning. They were not aware. But God is making people aware now. And you're going to have to do what even the greatest men of God of old never knew. It's not a slight against them. It's just the way it is. So as you receive training, the Lord is going to mightily move in your life. Get used to it. Sometimes you'll do things nobody ever seen. But I had to make so many adjustments, personal life adjustments. He showed me how to kill lust and temptation, how to control anger, how to live, how to be temperate. He taught me all of, you know, everything, things I needed to know in life. And then he started giving me revelation to make people aware to follow him. One day, people will be following God. They'll be going on to something even greater than that. Thank God for it now. But nevertheless, the Lord is moving by Spirit. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Those that receive training, God will train. And don't underestimate what the Holy Spirit can do with you to help others. And you don't have to help a lot of folks. You just have to do what he say. And he'll cause a good work to grow. I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.